How
Hey Lisa, good morning. I'm so sorry I missed your call.
it's fine. Now she's still here because we were trying to. I was trying to help her get something else done. She wants to purchase the house for the 140, but she wanted a little help with the closing costs. So is there going to be a closing cost?
Oh, okay. I will go ahead and reach out to her. Is
She's
Cassie
right here. Yeah, she's right here.
in there as well?
No, I'm this somebody I know that came
Oh.
that bought the house. She also has a property next door that she wants to sell.
Oh, okay.
The corner house, the yellow one next door to 303.
Gotcha. So that's someone you know personally who wants to buy the property, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And you said, I don't know if I was able, what's her name, if you mind me asking?
Let me let you speak to her and ask me. Hi, how you
Hey,
doing?
I'm good. This is Alex. How are you?
Good, Alex. Yes, I came to visit my neighbor, and she's telling me that she's selling her house, and I say I would love to buy your house. So my
Oh,
name is Naomi Deras.
yeah, that's good to know. I think I'm gonna go ahead and have you connected to the agent. But I'm also actually one of the point of contacts for this property. And I'm sorry, can I have your name just, you know, for documentation?
No, Noemi? Noemi? Do you want me
Noemi.
spelling?
Yes,
Yes.
please.
It's N like Nancy, O H like Henry, E M Y. My last name is Deras, Deras.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Noemi. And then can I have your contact number or phone number or anything?
301-273-5960.
Thank you. I have 301-273-5960.
Yes.
Gotcha.
If
Okay.
you help me to prepare the contract, so because if you do it, so maybe I will not need to bring another agent because I have a sister who is real estate agent. But or maybe you help me, or I what do you think? Do I tell her to prepare the contract?
I'm gonna go ahead and check. Well, based on what I've heard earlier from
Yes.
Lisa, what I don't know if you've actually spoke about the price of the property, but do you have an idea on, like, did you spoke to her about that?
Yes.
Okay.
140, and I was asking if she can help me. I will pay the 140, but she can help me with 5,000 for closing costs.
Okay.
And we can close in 30 days. I can, because I will put it in an LLC.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it's gonna be under an LLC. Are you like an investor, or you're buying property for yourself, or
No, I will do it like investment.
investment? Are you planning to rent it out or something?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And Lisa said he agreed on that price, 140.
Yes.
Okay. Let me check.
Did you tell her about selling this one for you to get money from this one to help pay for this?
That
That was the idea, to try to sell the one is corner. on the corner.
Okay. You know what? Let me go ahead and see what needs to be done. I will have to call Cassie because she is the agent who's taking care of this. And then can I call you back on this number? You said 301-273-5960.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will if it's okay if I you can give me like a couple of minutes and then I will you know, go ahead and call you back right away.
Well, Alex, can she give you the address to the house next door at the corner so you all can, because she wants to sell that as well.
Oh, okay, nice.
And then she could use some of the funds, because I don't know if y'all charge a closing cost or not. That's what was the question.
Right. We're actually considering the closing cost. So I believe the property is, like, listed for around $200-something dollars. But I'll have to talk to Cassie about it because, you know, she's the realtor who's actually is in charge for this property. So I'm going to give her a quick call. And I'm just not sure how to really go on about this since, you know,
well, I don't know what they're selling for. I only know what they I'm asking for.
Okay, right. So I know that you would get that amount, and I know that she told you that she's going to buy the property. I mean, Noemi is going to buy the property, but I'll have to check the closing cost and, you know, the processing fee and all of that. So... give me time.
But even if that didn't, if they were going higher on the cost, because I didn't ask them how much they selling it for, nor do I even care. All I'm looking for is what I asked for on the 15th.
Right.
So, but she needs help with you all to buy this corner lot from her.
Okay.
See if you all want to buy this corner commercial lot from her, this at 301 North 3rd Avenue.
301 North 3rd Avenue, okay.
Yeah, it's right next door to this one, to the one that you all bought from me.
Okay, gotcha. And that's her property as well. I mean, I know I have you on the phone, and we're talking about your property, but do you have, like, an amount in mind for Noemi? They wanted to, like, sell the property or
continue to hold. Thank you.
175.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much. I think what I'm gonna do here, Lisa and Noemi, you've seen the property, right? And you said that you're interested. So I'm gonna have to reach out to Cassie. Because like what I said, she's the one who is actually, like, representing this property. So I'll reach out to her real quick, ask her about, like, the closing costs and all of that. And then I will have her reach back out to you, Noemi.
Yeah, and another thing is on the property that she has at 301 North 3rd Avenue, she just wants you all to make an offer and see if she accepts.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know that side is a little bit too much.
I mean, we're going to have to run our numbers. I am, like, to tell you honestly, I'm really not the expert to that because we have our numbers guy here. So I'm going to have to consult that to him. But we appreciate that. I mean, I think that's a good news that you wanted to sell the property and, you know, just for that opportunity to let us know.
She was hoping if they'd lock her in a contract to buy her corner property, that would make her have to come up with less to get this one. And she could purchase this one and then unload that one at the same time. That's if it's feasible, but like I say, she just really wants you to make an offer to her on that one to see, and if it's reasonable, she probably will accept.
Okay, so you're saying that the you know, the money, in case that we're gonna do an offer, the money that she's gonna get from 301 North, she wants to use that to pay the property for 303. Is that what you're hearing? Okay. So it's like you're just swapping out property.
How is that? Y'all teaching us to swap. We're learning from y'all.
Why do you want to do that? Is Is it because of the location of, you know, Lisa's house?
Well, she came in here and she really liked it, and it was roomy, she said, and she could make have plenty of offices rooms, and you know, she wanted to open a tax business, and it's already renovated, and it didn't need, you know, it was in excellent shape, so she likes it.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, that is good to know. I mean, that's good to know that you already know her personally. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Cassie first, if you can give me a little bit more time. And then I will have Cassie reach out back to Noemi.
Well, she also has a store at 5602 Chamberlain Avenue, but I'm going to talk to Alda Sally.
Okay.
Because she wants to sell it. Yeah, I'm going to talk to Alda Sally. That store is a nice store. It's huge, too. It's got an eatery and all kinds of stuff in there.
So that's a different one that she is.
Yeah, she owns a store at 5602 Chamberlain Road. And it's valued at $611,000. But I've talked to Alda selling it. Yeah, I've talked to Alda selling it. She don't need to sell her store.
Gotcha. You said 5602 Chamberlain Road?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she wanted to sell it, but I'm trying to talk her out of it.
5602
Chamberlain Road. And I'm trying to talk her out of selling it, but, I mean, you can discuss that with her once you call her about 301, but I think she should keep it.
Okay, all right. But she's sure that she wanted to do 301 North?
She'd rather have this one. This one is bigger.
Got it. Yes. Okay. Well, I will let her acquisitions our numbers guy know.
She wants the 140. She's been struggling with maybe the closing costs.
Gotcha.
So I don't know the whole story. Maybe if you sell the corner one, that'll be more to add to it. I don't know. And maybe they can swap out the difference. Y'all the one that's getting me into all this selling stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Well, right now, I really don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm actually just looking at the, you know, the property right now, the map.
Okay. It's on the corner. It's on the corner of Broadway.
Right.
My dad's corner has a good big size garage in the back as well.
Yeah. I can see that on the map, and I'm actually looking at the pictures. I just don't know if the pictures online are, you know, like accurate or updated. But I have like pretty much an idea on how it looks like. So I will talk to our numbers guy and see, you know, what we can offer for this property, and probably just give Noemi a call back.
Yes. Okay. You got her number correct.
Yeah, I have 301-273-5960.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Thank you so much, Alice. You done saved our life for the day of you.
You're welcome, Lisa. My pleasure. So, yes, just keep your lines open. I think you're available anytime today, right? I'm just going to have to make some calls, and then Cassie will reach back out to you.
Okay, let me ask you one last question before you get off the phone. I got 10 of friends that got houses they're trying to get rid of now. Are y'all interested in them or not?
The one in 301 North?
No, I got other friends that got residential houses they trying to get rid of.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if you wanted to give me the address, we're definitely interested in taking a look and see if that property will work for us. I mean, we're buying, like, different type of properties in the area, so.
Yeah, well, they're both in Hopewell and Henrico, Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, sounds good. If you can... Do you want me to? Do you want? Do you want to just provide the address, or you can text it to me as well?
I'm gonna call them back and see which ones want to give me the information, and I'm gonna pass it on to y'all because I didn't know whether y'all wanted me to be one of them solo sellers for you or not.
Sure. I mean, if it's like too much work for you, you can probably give us the number. And the name of
the
owner.
I'm two of them today because I'm going near two of them today, so I'm going to find out what they want to do.
Okay. All right. Well, you can text that over to me. And like any way you want it to go, we can make the call and let them know that you referred her or him. So, yeah. Either we're
okay, I'll do that. As soon as I get back over that way today, I'll do that. I'm still at work right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, we got to make our money.
Gotcha. I know. Well, thank you very much. Normie, just keep your lines open. We'll reach back out to you.
Okay.
I'm going to have an update.
I'll be waiting for your call. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.